This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Steve Inskeep in Caracas, Venezuela. The presidential election scheduled here this weekend shows that democracy is more than voting. So much happens before a vote to shape the debate. Venezuela's late president, Hugo Chavez, appeared constantly on TV and attacked media that criticized him. Today, only one opposition TV station remains. The left-leaning president called Globovision part of a right-wing conspiracy. And though Chavez is gone, the station's end may also be near. Here's NPR's Juan Ferrero.
Hola, muy buenas noches.
At the Globovision studios here, a production crew films the daily political analysis show, Grado 33.
Al regreso, el plan de intervención militar en las elecciones.
The host is Roberto Giusti, and on this day, he's looking into how the military is being used to get government supporters to the polls for Sunday's presidential election. It's the kind of hard-hitting report that infuriates the government, which was led by Hugo Chavez for 14 years until his death from cancer last month.
Se critica al gobierno como nadie en ningún medio audiovisual del país lo puede hacer.
We criticize the government like no other broadcast station in the country, Giusti proudly says. That's led to a $2.2 million fine for covering a deadly prison riot. Coverage regulators said was unbalanced. And the station's reporters have been attacked in the street. The government accuses Globovision of participating in a 2002 coup that briefly ousted Chavez, and then of blacking out news of a popular uprising that returned Chavez to power. But government investigations have sputtered, and no one at the station has been charged. Still, the government's die-hard supporters, who are out in force preparing for Sunday's election, say Globovision is out to end Venezuela's socialist revolution.
Bueno, primero y principal no es Globovision, es Globoterror. Es siempre sembrando el terror en el pueblo. Siempre buscando lo malo para sacarlo.
It's not Globovision, it's Globo Terror, says Jorge Diaz, who strongly supported Chavez. He adds the station never says anything positive about the government. To be sure, that may soon change. The government may not renew the station's license when it expires in 2 years and may not allow Globovision to switch to digital transmission along with other stations. That could also be a death blow. So the majority owner, citing a campaign to financially strangle the station, announced he'd sell, but after the election, to give coverage to opposition candidate Enrique Capriles. And the buyer, according to media observers here, is close to the government. Venezuelans who grew up hearing the Globovision theme song have been taking all of this in. Eslovania Ramos is a lawyer and a loyal follower of Globovision.
Ha sido un canal que le han dado multas detrás multa detrás multa y ya claro.
Globovision's had to deal with fine after fine, and of course those people don't have the resources to maintain the station, she says. For now, Globovision is focused on what could be its last big story, the presidential campaign, and giving ample airtime to Capriles, the opposition candidate, who is expected to lose on Sunday. Reporter Janelia Briseño, who's 30, has crisscrossed the country trailing Capriles. She says it's hard not to think about what will happen to the station after the election.
En mi caso particular, la expectativa es sobre los trabajadores, que vayamos todos a continuar, que vayamos a seguir allí y que se nos respeten nuestros derechos sin que nadie nos obligue y nos diga qué hay que hacer.
She says she wonders about Globovision staff and whether their rights will be respected. And she also says she wonders if a new director will change how Globovision covers Venezuela. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Caracas.